Women's Shir in Shar HaBitochon, Sunday. It's Shvat, Chof Aleph Shvat, 31 January. Chodesh Halvav Shar HaBitochon, Sunday afternoon, Lady Shir. Today we're doing Chodesh Halvav Shar HaBitochon. We're in Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet goes through the application of Bitochon in different areas of life. Number one was basic sustenance, things you have to have, survival things. Number two was having more than that. Number three was relationships. In the seven things. In relationships, he goes through a number of situations. He went through and we learned about a person that's basically alone. Then he went through, and we learned last week, a person that's Adarabba, he has a lot of different relationships and obligations to them, whether it's a spouse or family. And now he's up to, then he talks about Mishalamala Mimenu, Mishalamata Mimenu. He talks about, let's call it an employer and an employee, but it really means any power relationship where you're controlling, seemingly controlling someone else's life, or Adarabba, someone seemingly controlling yours. So he said, I want to start from there. We're really up to a little further, but we'll start from there. It's just a few lines. Avlofani betchono al elokov b'inyone mishu mi lamala mimenu mishu lamata mimenu mikitos b'nei adam. How do you apply bitachon in that? Haponim ha'yishorim lo. Let's say you're dependent on someone or someone dependent on you. If you need someone else, whether the person is lamala mimenu or lamata mimenu, so in your mind you're asking it from Hashem. But these people might be the channels. They're not necessarily the channels. If they say no, you don't give up, that they're not the cause of your getting what you want or not getting what you want. That's, you have to keep in mind Hashem. So you want someone to do you a favor, you want someone to recommend you for a job, you want someone to read a shidduch, you want someone to get you into a school, you want someone to anything. So you have to keep in mind, the Baal Bitachon keeps in mind that it's Hashem, the Yisim Eim Siba Ba'ashlamoso. And these people are the channels through which it's going to happen, perhaps. Just as a farmer plows and plants and fertilizes and waters, so that, but that's not really what's giving him the food. What's giving him the food is Hashem's gezeira. And that's, okay, we know the attitude is what's supposed to be. So he says, realize that it's the same attitude when you ask someone for a favor, to recommend you for a job, to call someone up for you. If Hashem wants you to have the end result, then yitzmach hazera v'yifre v'yirba. This will be a ganz normal channel. Now, we don't do that with people. With people, you have to say thank you. But that's not his main point here. His main point is, will you be devastated if the person says no? Or if the person forgets to call? Or the person calls and fails? So you're not devastated, you don't have no tightness on the person. This happens all the time. We ask people to do us a favor, recommend us for something, and either they don't do it, and we think they didn't do a good job, or people spend so much time thinking how to get to the person that could get them to the person that could maybe do them a favor, right? This happens all the time, right? I need a loan from someone, a rich guy, but then the rich guy is unapproachable, so I have to go to his chief of staff, but the chief of staff is already too busy for people, so I have to go to someone that knows a friend of the chief of staff. And which is okay. If that's the hishtadlus you have to do, that's the hishtadlus you have to do. You should keep in mind the irony that we daven to Hashem directly three times a day, and however much you want to daven to Hashem, and you don't need all that, all those middlemen. But let's call it normal hishtadlus. But the point is, you're not devastated if it doesn't work. If the person refuses you, you don't get angry, because you're keeping in mind what the Baal Bitachon should keep in mind, and you're thanking Hashem. So again, you thank the person for choosing to help you, because the Bechira is in his hands, and we do thank him. But you know, you don't get too gushy. You don't say, I just read someone just thanked, I was sent an email, I saw someone thanked somebody for major thing. They thanked them, and that's wonderful, because again, they were Bocher Betov. There was one discordant sentence, which I'm not saying anything to the people, because they'll feel I'm criticizing them, which would be true, but it's not Kedai. They meant well, but the sentence leaked off the page. And the sentence was, it couldn't have happened without you. That's a discordant sentence. That sentence should have no place. That sentence should not, a person should not feel that way. That's the point of the Chavis Halavos. So you, let's say, you give a shatchan shatchanus, and you say, and the shatchan worked very hard to make to smooth over rough spots. Mrs. Stern just came in, so we have to address her. I don't know if there are any rough spots. Chas v'sholom. I don't mean to imply that. I have no idea, and I'm just giving an example. It just worked in, so this popped in mind. Let's say there were rough spots, and the shatchan worked very hard, and you give the shatchan money, you say thank you very much, and deserves a thank you, because again, she chose to help you. So there's Bechira there. But then, if you say the sentence, it wouldn't have happened without you, that's not a kosher sentence. So we say it, and maybe we don't mean it. I don't mean to be overly harsh on the person that I'm talking about. You can't say it wouldn't have happened without you. That's the point of the Chavis HaLavos. That's not true, and you shouldn't think that way. V'imlo yachbot ola kim latrifu mimenu, if Hashem doesn't want. Is the difference clear? Thank you. That's okay. Even though Chavis HaLavos implies it's not okay, but he's talking about an inert object, the Adama, and I'm talking about someone with Bechira. So first of all, there is an inyan, it's Hakaras HaTov, because they chose, they had Bechira, and they chose to do good. So that's okay. But there's a difference between thanking and being Makir Tov, and the sentence, it wouldn't have happened without you. That's a very that's not a good sentence. L'chayyav Halavos is saying, and we have to differentiate between that sentence and thank you, which is okay. V'mlo yachbotu elokim latrifu mimenu lo tatzmiach haaretz. You know, if Hashem doesn't want, then all the channels in the world are not going to help you. Then even if you bump into the rich person without any middleman, you bump into him in the street, and you're able to ask him for a loan. And if Hashem's knows, no. You know, Hashem is going to decide how he feels about it and what he's going to decide. O tatzmiach v'yikre hatzemach pega. Maybe, you know, you plant and you fertilize and you water and you do everything you have to do. You give it all those chemical fertilizers that they sell. Right, Mother Jones, whatever it's called, stuff like that. I don't know if they sell that here. But anyway, but it doesn't grow, or it gets a pega, or Arabic come, vein lahashim aretz, and you don't get angry at the aretz, conversely. You don't thank the aretz, you don't get angry at the aretz. Chenk sheyivakesh meyechad mehem chayfetz, sheyiyah etzlo hacholosh vahachozok mehem shoveh ba'asoso. If you want a favor from someone, and one, this is very hard, this is what we talked about last week, this is where we ended up, it's difficult, very difficult. They're both capable of doing you the favor. Two doctors even. They're both capable, but one's better than the other. Maybe even one could say more capable, but the other one's also capable. I go to two people for a loan. One's really wealthy and won't even feel the $10,000 that I'm asking to lend. And the other person will feel it, but is totally capable of lending me $10,000. I think there's more chance Everybody will go to the rich person, and you'll say, where's your bitachon? They'll say, what are you talking about? This is a shtadlus. Chazal Zalman says, no, it's not. No. If the other person's also capable, so then you're not, you're stepping over the line. Again, it's a madrega, and it's really, it's something we, you know, again, Chazal Zalman is telling us the ideal, what we have to strive towards. At least recognize, you know, recognize it for what it is, and at least to yourself, be a little ashamed. You know, wow, I guess I don't have, you know, like you say, you know, I guess I don't want to be talking after all. Or not ideal be talking, which is okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it's okay not to have it. It's a lifetime of avoda, of work. So it makes sense that we're not perfect. But it's important to learn what the objective laboratory conditions, call it bitachon, is. And that is, if they're both capable, but one's cholosh and one chozok, but they're both capable of doing what you want, so that it should be the same to you. Because they're both channels. So what's the difference? To Hashem. It's not like one's more of a nace than the other. It's not a nace. Vim yushlam. This is where we're up to technically. Vim yushlam al yaday echad mehem. Yoda boreus borach. Thank Hashem. Asher hishlam chefzo. And the yoda. Here he says it explicitly. That we do thank. Lemi shenase al yodo al libo hatovlo. We thank the other person. Not for the result, but for his bechira, or her bechira, and for being the channel for Hashem's gezeira, for Hashem's plak. So, you know, thank you for being the channel. So you're not going to want to say that. You're not going to want to send a thank you note. Thank you for being the channel for Hashem. But really, that's what we should write. And many times people are aware of that, especially with doctors. They say you were the richter geshliach. They'll even say that to the doctor, and if the doctor is a ma'amin b'Hashem, or even if he's not a ma'amin, but he's like sort of Jewish, and he understands where you're coming from, they don't get insulted. They even feel honored. They say, well, you know, thank you for being the richter geshliach. That's a common enough phrase. We don't say it to our boss when he gives us the check, though. V'sha'abori hevi to'elas al yodo. We thank him for, this is interesting. We thank him, says the Chavis Halvavos, for his Lev Tov, which means his Bechira, which the Chavis Halvavos said in Shara Avodas Alokim, and we've learned it, that that's really all a person does, is make that choice. And then he says, V'shehabori hevi to'alto al yodo, v'yodua she'ena bori megalgal tova el al yedei hatzadikim, u'ma'atu she'mezgalgal hefzad al yedeihem. We do have a rule. We don't know always how to apply it, because we don't know Hashem's cheshbonos in running the world. But Chazal do tell us that good things are brought about by good people. And it's not always true. See, this is the Safa Sheet about Eretz Yisrael. They say it can't be a good thing with Medina, because it was not brought about by good people. It was brought about by Apikursim, by people that did not believe in Hashem. There's something to that. This inyan of Megalgul and Schus Al Yedei Zakai. It's not a hard and fierce rule that could never be true. I'm not now talking about the Samashita per se, but, you know, sometimes Hashem does things behester. We know from Yudah and Tamar, if you want Ramban and other Mefarshim, Yudah and Tamar, and B'chlal Dovid HaMelech's birth. Like, sometimes there's a hester way of bringing about good as well. Rus and Boaz, Moaviv lo Moavis, so we don't always know what Hashem is doing. But in general, the point of the Chavis HaLovis is to the good side. If someone was a channel for Hashem, you thank them for their Bechira, and also you should realize that it probably means that they're good people, and they magalgu and schus al yedei zakai. Good things are brought about by good people. So you could be machshiv them and say, you know, you're a very fine person, not only for the bechira to help you, but it's a reflection that they're good people, the fact that they were the means and the channel of helping you. And he says, you know, he pulls back and he says, Uma'atu shemes galgul hafsir al yadayim. It's not common, it's not often that bad things will come about through good people, but it's conceivable. Sometimes that's the way it goes. So it's okay to thank someone that did a favor for you, but you have to keep in mind what you're thanking him for. The sentence "it wouldn't have happened without you" should be struck from your lexicon. That's not a good sentence, and you have to have in mind. And this way, you won't be overly gushy, you know, because if the person, yeah, because the Baal Bitochen keeps in mind who it's really from. And this is maybe more, I don't know, more important, but this is also very, very important. If the person fails, then lo yushlam lo agadehem, so you're not going to get angry at them. You're not going to say, you blew it, you didn't know how to talk to the guy, I told you to say this, you probably said that, you didn't get him at the right time, you called, you interrupted his lunch, you know, whatever you might say. And we do tend to say things if we're very disappointed and upset. You didn't try hard enough, you didn't talk, stop it, you're not supposed to talk like that. Hashem didn't want it to happen, so it didn't happen. That's how you should think. Don't blame them. Don't say they blew it because they didn't know how to do it properly. He wants you to thank Hashem for whatever happened, because Chesalovus was the Chesalovus, so he wants us to be perfect people. So when something that appears to you not so good happens, you're supposed to say, thank you, Hashem. He wants us to thank Hashem. It's not a joke. It's real. We have trouble doing it, which just shows you that we're not where we should be. But we thank Hashem because we know that Hashem picked to happen what's best for us. And you thank them for making the call. You thank them for agreeing to do it, even if they forgot all about it, and you lost the job, and you lost the shidduch, and you lost whatever. What do you think they forgot for? Because it wasn't supposed to happen. Hashem didn't want it to happen. So he says, thank them. Thank them for even agreeing to help you. If they don't agree to help you, thank them for listening to you. Don't be mad at them. Hashem is running the show. Hashem is deciding whether they should be the channels with which to help you. The yishabchem. To whatever degree they tried, they listened to you, they tried, maybe they forgot about it, maybe they did the best they could, you thank them. Even though you didn't get the end result. So we attribute it that they blew it, that they messed up. And he says that's not the way a Baal Bitochon thinks. That's what this parak is about, teaching us the mindset of a Baal Bitochon. Yeah.
Is that always the case? If a person has a history of not taking responsibility for something,
it depends. You see, let's take two scenarios, right? Rabbi Milinowitz, can I sue him for malpractice? A doctor messed up. That's an extreme case, then I'll get to a lighter case. So, again, that's a question. I'm not getting into the issue of nowadays people sue even if it's not really a pshia on the guy's part, because the insurance company is going to pay for it anyway, and whatever. So, but my point is, just like when someone steals from you, you're not supposed to accept it as the Gezeiros Hashem. If you can take him to Beis Din and you can recover the damages, so the Torah provides for that, so that's okay to do. Not because it's a contradiction to anything we said, but because we don't know what Hashem has in mind. We don't know that I'm supposed to lose the money. Maybe I'm just supposed to have the aggravation of thinking I lost the money, and I have to go through a lot of aggravation and a lot of angst, you know, to recover the money that's due me. But if it's due you, if it's recoverable, I'll be Torah, of course, then that's okay, because you don't know what Hashem is doing. That's one case. The other case is if someone didn't take responsibility and there's no, like, recoverability applicable, but the person really didn't take responsibility, didn't do what they were supposed to do. So the Baal Bitachon, the only thing that's relevant is Tochacha. It shouldn't, if a person is really a Baal Bitachon, it won't be personal. And you have to say, what would I do if it happened to someone else? Let's say they messed up and they didn't take responsibility for that person. Would I be stirred to give them Tochacha? So if the answer is yes, then you're giving Tochacha. So that's okay. They didn't take responsibility. You're saying, listen. But once it's personal, then you're violating what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about. Once you took it personally and you said they messed me up, so I am going to give them Tochacha. If they messed the other person up, who cares? I don't care. Right? So that's not good. Then it's, B'shad is, you're really, if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that you're really blaming them for what happened. Because if you really just want to give them Tochacha, so it's the same if it happened to you and if it happened to someone else. You want to give Tochacha, they didn't take responsibility. So that's the, that answers, I think that answers your question. What? Yeah, well, I'm not sure what you mean. No, if they owe you money and it's recoverable, then you could take it personally, because they owe you money. That's what I mean personally. You don't have to take someone to Beis Din if they stole from someone else. Right?
They could do this to someone else again? At the same time?
Yeah, okay. If you're preventing a hezek to someone else again. But again, it's not personal. That means if they did it to someone else, you would also act to stop them from doing it to another person. The point is, you have to make sure it's not personal. If you want to be at the peak of, it's hard, it's very, very hard. But if you want to be at the ideal bitachon level and you want to know what the Chaim HaBov is describing, so again, if you can, you would have to keep it impersonal, and you're doing, like you're saying, you're giving tochacha, or you're taking them to Beis Din, that could be personal already, or you're stopping hezek someone else, but then it's not because they harmed you. They didn't harm you. Hashem harmed you. But again, in the world of Maaseh, so you have these things to do, which are okay. You can give someone tochacha, certainly. You could stop them from harming someone else, certainly. But you're not taking it personally, because what happened didn't happen through them. It didn't happen because of them. Yeah.
I have to tell you that we had an incident in my town where someone was a big bachet that chose a yeshiva, a very fine person, was very patient. He tried to cross the middle of the street on a rainy day, and a yeshiva bumper hit him and ended up killing him. And the boy's life was shattered because, truthfully, he wasn't at fault. So why was everyone
kept saying,
why was he the Shaliach?
Well, I mean, maybe he was in the time of Ir Miklat, he would have to go to Ir Miklat. Killing someone b'shogeg is a very serious thing. Maybe he wasn't careful enough. You don't know. Maybe he was driving a little too fast for a rainy day.
Well, clearly the man who was cutting in between traffic and trying to cross through the traffic, but
it's,
they didn't hold him at fault.
Look, if you decide that the driver was totally blameless, so then it's Darkei Hashem and we don't understand it. The Chavis HaLovis says most of the time as a general rule. He doesn't say always as an absolute rule. He himself says most of the time. Rather than your scenario, I would, before I'm relegating it to the realm of, you know, we don't understand what Hashem does, you know, there is a parsha in the Torah of killing someone b'shogeg, which means you're not at fault mamish, but you're not entirely blameless either. So, I wonder, I don't know, you know. But that, it's either that or the other one. Either he is not blameless, totally, which is the Torah has an exact. Torah rather talks about that, right? It talks about someone if he's totally blameless, he doesn't go to Ir Miklat. You know Ir Miklat. He goes. So if he's totally blameless, he doesn't go to Ir Miklat. And in fact, even if he's very negligent, he also doesn't go to Ir Miklat because he doesn't deserve the kapara of Ir Miklat. We can't punish him because there's no witnesses and there's no warning, but he doesn't get to go to Ir Miklat if he's too negligent. So, but there is that middle stage which the Torah spends, if you know Chumash well, an inordinate amount of psukim, 30, 40, 50 psukim in three different parshios in the Torah, one of them in Mishpatim, Granda, the first, talking about a horeg b'shogeg. And shogeg is not ones, there's different legal terms. Ones is totally blameless, totally unavoidable. Shogeg means an accident, but perhaps avoidable. So, and if not, so then, as we say, you know, sometimes Hashem does things and we don't understand them. And even the Chayyim Halvavas, in saying that rule, is careful to say most of the time as a general rule. Yeah.
The problem I have with Mabalim is that why is somebody, if they have the choice of a religious doctor and another doctor, I heard a story about someone, true story, someone, they had two shlichim, they were sent to a German, and their second doctor was a Palestinian. Why did they...
There's no such thing as a Palestinian.
I'm sorry?
Don't use that word.
Okay. Arab.
It's an Arab.
Okay, so why did they choose, why were they sent to these people instead of going to a pro doctor who was not quite a big mumcha?
That's a complicated question. Maybe they need a big mumcha, and normal hishtadlus requires the bigger mumcha. I don't know. The Chavis HaLovah says if there's two people that are equally that are competent enough to help you, but one is chazak and one is chalosh, don't think this one's more likely to help you, because if they're both able to, then you have no reason to pick the chazak over the chalosh, which no one does that, but we do, but you're supposed to do it. In your case, I don't know. It could be, you know, there were three mechanics in Muncie I used when I had my yeshivish cars. And one was a master diagnostician. And when no one, you know, and I already replaced the starter and the choke and the battery, and I replaced everything there is to replace it. I had like a new car already, and it still like went dead on a cold day. So I had to go all the way to Suffern, if you know Muncie at all. I went all the way to Suffern, and I had to use Tom. I couldn't use Ed or Mike. I had to use Tom. Tom was sometimes a doctor is a master diagnostician. So, you know, the case, every case is different. We could say the rule, but on a practical level, halavai we would live up to this, what the Chazal talks about, halavai. We don't do that. The excuse for going to the best doctor, we've talked about this numerous times. The excuse for going to the best doctor is that he's a better diagnostician, and it's maybe a subtle area, but I told you my son had a hernia. Told me, where is he the best doctor for hernia? You go to a guy who, you know, just like Jackie Mason has a famous joke, you know, you went to a doctor because he passed a medical exam, but maybe he flunked stomach. And maybe while you're going to him for your stomach, and he flunked stomach. Okay, so the Chen Yinag, the same. This is, you know, Perek Revi is probably, it's such an important. I mean, they're all important, but this is practical application of Bitachon. The Chen Yinag b'miyudav o'avav. Now he's going through with other relationships. He gave a long list of relationships in number three. If you remember, number one was basic sustenance, survival. Number two was more than you need. What's your attitude towards that? Number three was relationships. And then he gave a whole list of relationships. So he's going through that list now. Right, the first was family and social obligations to family, to children, to spouses. Then the second was someone lamala and someone lamata. Just friends. Someone, you know, peers, b'kitzah. The same thing. If you ask them to do something for you, same attitude as he just described. If you are the one being asked to do something, then you have to try to do your best to do it. Someone asks you to help them, you have to try with all your might. You have to really want to help them. It's not just, you have to try, you know. Sometimes we don't really feel like it, so at least we should do the pu'ula. Because Lovus really wants us to, you know, in the beginning of Sha'avodas Elokim, he says there's mitzvahs that are chovas al vavos, and there's mitzvahs that are chovas aivarim and levavos. He doesn't accept the idea that there's just aivarim. And he gets stucker is one of them. So because you have to, the Torah wants us to, based on psukim grada, but even conceptually, so the Torah wants us to feel sympathy to the ani. The Torah wants us to feel for the ani. The Torah does not want us to just give coldly, which nowadays we do many times because the way it's structured, we give organizations. Because we don't, you know, and it's, you know, unfortunately we can't trust someone. I mean, this is my opinion. You can't trust someone that comes to the door. You know, so I give him 5 shekel because he came to the door. But don't give big money to someone that comes to the door. That's my opinion. So it's a little, the chisar on there, just like buying tomato in a supermarket, than making a bor pri hadama. Same thing. You don't feel for the honey. You don't have a picture of the honey. You don't. It's not the same sympathy when you write a check or give your credit card number to an organization. You don't have the cholot halvavos of tztaka. You could, you know, but then it's harder. So you imagine with the honey, you feel for them. And you. The problem is the advertisements. Sometimes the advertisements try to stir you up, which is good. Because it's a chovas halvavos also, halvavos says, even staka, which you would think, you know, give the money and like, who cares what you think. But so then, if the advertisements are that you stand to gain out of the deal, a Chinese auction or whatever, or a shidduch or a job or whatever they're promising you. But sometimes, and then it has to be done delicately, because sometimes they do it in a very gross way. It's also not covetic for the ani. You know, when they try to make you, they have like, they have to capture that tear of the yasom, you know, as he's standing by the kever. It's not edel, very not nice. They mean well. They want to stir your emotions, which I'm sitting here saying is good. When you get to one organization, yeah, you should work on that. But anyway, you should want to help the person, he says, in Yisdamin Lo. If you're able to help him, you should want to help him. Not everything everyone asks you to do should be done. Allah says, you know, if the person asking you for whatever he's asking you to do, if it's an appropriate thing to do, and you then, you, the doer, the one that was asked to do it, you have to have bitachon. Hashem, it's up to Hashem if you'll be successful or not. That's also not kolchi v'otzim yodi, right? There's a danger of kolchi v'otzim yodi there too. Someone asks me to do something, then we say, no problem, consider it done, the person's going to listen to me, no way, they're going to turn me down, and you're balgaiva. That's kolchi v'otzim yodi. You always have to realize who's running the world, who's the one that decides if anything happens. Don't be so overly confident that you could help the person out. If Taki is successful, don't pat yourself on the back, well, at least not too strongly. Don't make him scrape and bow down and thank you, and you know, don't imply that you expect a bouquet of flowers on Erev Shabbos. You should thank Hashem that you were zochet to be the shliach to help someone out. As the yodel akel shehishlimo al yodel. This is mamish a primer for every situation in life. I can't get over this. Every time I learn it, I say this is the wonderful perek. It really takes you by the hand and tells you how to think appropriately for every situation. So you're able to do someone a favor, you thank Hashem that you were, that you had the schus, that you are zakai, and magalgul and schus al yadei zakai. V'yisimeu simon, Hashem made you the channel, l'tova zuloso, v'yodal zeh, v'myimna mimeno, if it doesn't happen, don't have guilt feelings, says the Chayyim of others. If you know you tried and you failed, this happens often, that we feel guilty, and, you know, we are embarrassed, and we think the person thinks badly of us, So al yashim nafsho. Don't be plagued with guilt feelings. Don't feel guilty. Hashem didn't happen. If you know you did your best, don't be. Maybe I didn't do my best. Cut it out. You have plenty to feel guilty about. You don't have to add another thing. V'odias chavero. You tell your friend shalo. Keep there. Tell him I did. Please believe me, I did my utmost. If you take it, did it. Okay, now we're up to enemies. How do you deal with enemies? We talked about spouses and children, obligations. We talked about those above you, those below you. And we talked about peers. And we talked about doing favors or harm, chas v'shalom. Let's say someone is out to get you. So the Chayyim HaLava says a very revolutionary idea. Avulinyonei oivav v'chomdav, people who desire what you have. Umavakshe ra'oso, relax. They're not going to do anything to you, and people get all... I can give you examples, but it would be like a lot of Lashon Hara. I'll just say it's not just people that suffer from this, but it's also mosdos, all kinds of mosdos, stucco mosdos, schools, yeshivas. You know, don't worry, no one's going to badmouth. If they badmouth you, it's okay. No one's going to harm you unless Hashem wants you to be harmed. No one's going to do anything to you unless Hashem wants. You have to really believe that. So this is where losikom comes from, right? And, I'm going to act like that also because I have to level the playing field. Chas v'shalom, we're talking about something that you're not supposed to do. That's wrong. That's inappropriate. So that's the chinuch's eitz of losikom and lositor. I keep saying losikom, but lositor is much harder. Lositor is even if you don't do anything, but you bear a grudge. That's like even a bigger chiddush. So that's the eitzah, that Hashem did it, not them. And you have to remember that. Yiftach bin yoneim alabori yisaleh, v'yizbol cherposom, so just swallow hard, and take it like a man, or like a woman, whatever. V'al yigmol lehem lefolom, don't chas v'sholom pay them back for what they did. Adarabba, you should try. He says, Rav Zalovas says, you be nice to them, you help them. What are they, crazy? That's what he wants you to do. And he says, if you really mean it, you know, just, but you mean, you know, this is from Hashem, and if I'm able to help you, why shouldn't I help you? Okay, you know, I'm not hurting myself by helping you. Ach yigmaleim chesed, right? The guy opened up a store next to your store, and you tell him how to get it cheaper, you know? We're talking about, let's say in halacha, he's allowed to open up, which is, In the economic matzu now, it's becoming more and more rare that it would be usher because of a sagas gvul, especially once a city reaches a certain tipping point and there's so many consumers out there. So, you know, there's enough for two shoe stores, I'm just saying shoe stores as an example. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, of course. But if you're really good, you say, okay, let me share with you a way to get cheap SAS shoes. You know? Well, I'll share with you. You might not know that. Yeah, that's ideally, that's what you're supposed to do. Because why not? Assuming it's mutter for them, you don't have to help them if they're doing an Aveira. If it is Hasagas Gvul, but if it's not Hasagas Gvul, they're not doing anything wrong that you're actually helping someone do something wrong. So, Chavilolos is logical. If you really believe that it's from Hashem, so you're going to be their friend. You're going to invite them to your simchas. You're going to help them. Yigmalim chesed, v'yasel lahem. Well, I should shoot myself in the foot. You're not shooting yourself in the foot. This is hard. It's hard for people. It's hard for most those. It's very, very hard. A proof that it's so hard that David HaMelech, when he said Hashem Omalo Kalel by Shimi Ben Gera, and he said Hashem told him to do it. Because of that, he became what's called Merkava L'Shechina. We don't even know what that means, so I won't attempt to explain it. But he was up there with Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and there was one more wheel missing from the heavenly chariot, and he was that fourth wheel. Because of that, because he meant it, Hashem Amalo Kalil. And the chiddush of that is he actually punished Shimi Ben Gera later. He told Shlomo Melech to punish him, because that's how you know it wasn't personal. See, if he would have punished him at the time, you even see the subtlety. If he would have punished him at the time, there's something personal. You know, someone does something to you and you punish him. Oh, he's Morid B'Malchus, I'm a Melech, I'm going to punish him. Come on. But if you wait until he was on his deathbed, and then he told Shlomo, you know, Shimi Ben Gera did an Aveira, and he has to be punished. So you make sure to punish him and use your chachma how to punish him. So they wait a second. What happened to Hashem of Kalel? But the answer is positive. He did an Aveira. So say, wait a second. If he did an Aveira, why didn't David punish him immediately? This is speculation, but it's a very solid speculation. Because then it was inevitable that it would have been personal. He's reacting to what Shimi Ben Gera did to him. He doesn't have time. Right now, in the heat of the moment, I'm not gonna, maybe it'll be perceived as nakama, or maybe Taka will be nakama, because who knows how deep those layers of the subconscious is. So I'll bide my time. And then he punished him later. That's like the chiddush. You see the subtlety of feeling this way. Yigmalem chesed, v'yasolahem kol mashi yuchal asosim min atova. Take them out to lunch. Tell them where to get cheap shoes. Okay, we have to stop here because of Mincha. Okay, we'll continue here. We'll pick it up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, next week.
It sounds so much like turn the other cheek, you know?
Well, but it's turn the other cheek the way the Chavis HaLovus means it, because you have bitachon in Hashem and you realize that everything's from Hashem. So it's not turn the other cheek like a Christian. But it's turned the other cheek because they're not the ones messing you up. It's really Hashem. And if it is recoverable in terms of money or this, we say, don't turn the other cheek. Go after them. So it's not the same idea. It's very important. It's not the same idea.